got a little stomach thing going on. He'll be able to come off the bench.
Who's that?
Chris Davis. Oh.
Wow, there's quite a few A's fans in the crowd last night. How cool was that just to see, you know, the energy that they brought?
I'll tell you what, I mean, we see it sometimes in Seattle. But man, early in the game, there's 30,000 people here last night. Early in the game, you were hearing Let's Go Oakland as loud as you heard anything. And at the end of the game, after, you know, after Steven hits the home run, it felt like it was a home game for us. So really, really appreciative to, you know, our gang that came out and supported us the way they did. And our guys felt it. So, you know, when the momentum shifted late in the game, they were a big part of that and felt good about putting a win together for them, because spend their money and come here and travel and watch us, we really appreciate it.
Were you aware of it from the beginning?
Right away. I mean, I stepped up and looked out to see how many there were, because you could significantly hear it. And, you know, I've often said that at home when we, you know, it sounds double the people that we have in the crowd sometimes. And, you know, it was very loud yesterday.
Yeah, it was a big crowd too. It wasn't like there was 5,000 and 100
right, and then, you know, you have a couple hundred people that drowned out the rest. No, it was 30 plus thousand people, and sounded like it really was a bit of a home game.
If you had a DH today, would Davis play?
Maybe if it was just DH, but I don't want to run him out there, you know, and then potentially have to take him out of a game when I can kind of let him sit in here and save him for one particular at bat.
So this has nothing to do with his defensive.
Look, I'm telling you, Chris Davis has done a nice job for us defensively. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the best throwing arm in the world, but neither did Coco. But he still managed it and played it. I mean, this is the first year that we've DH'd him. I mean, he's basically been a left fielder for us.
And yeah.
I think the defensive metrics will even show you that as far as tracking balls and catching, he does a nice job with it. We just, you know, with the configuration this year, it's a little, you know, it's more so suited for him to DH, but I am not hesitant at all to put him in the field.
So, I mean, do you think the throwing part is overblown? Because it did, you know, he made that throw to short, it should have been the second, but it didn't cost you a run.
No, nothing. I mean,
he didn't do anything that cost you.
And like I said, you know, Coco was kind of the same as far as the throwing, but we still played him out there because he played a good, you know, center field for us, or whatever position he played. I mean, this, you have certain, everybody has certain tools. There are very few five-tool guys, and everything else he does really well.
But do you find it a detriment not to have the DH in the National League Park?
No, I like the differences. I would like to see, I've said before, I would like to see the DH in the National League Park and maybe play the National League game in the American League Park so the fans see a little something different. But no, I like the fact that there's differences in the league.
So you would be a proponent of keeping it exactly the way it is?
I would.
And having managed in both leagues, which do you like better?
I like that there's, you know, when I was in the National League, I would have told you I like the National League game better, but since I've been over here, I think there's, you know, there's points for both. And I couldn't say I like one better than the other.
Do you think it's changed in the National League with the fact that you're carrying 13-man pitching staffs now, the benches are a lot shorter, so there's not the kind of maneuverability anymore to play the National League game?
There's still maneuverability. You're talking about one player, so I don't think it's that big a deal. Maybe there's not a pinch hit earlier in the game for a position player that you do, but I don't think it's changed it that much.
Essentially, there's a backup catcher and three position players, so you really don't have spots for, like, the power hitting left-handed guy anymore. You have to have three guys who are capable of playing a lot of different positions. We're pretty flexible.
Well, you need to either have two infielders and an outfielder, or two outfielders and an infielder.
Or guys who can do everything.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
How's Booker?
Good. His outing, was it yesterday? Yesterday or the day before, he looked like he was a lot more comfortable. So we'll see him at some point in time in this road trip. My guess is it'll probably be in Detroit.
Is there a particular day that Joyce is coming back, or do you know? I know you said September.
Not sure. We wanted to see how he was feeling today. He DH'd yesterday, got three hits yesterday. You know, typically we'll try to get somebody like him as soon as we can, but I think Nick's gonna talk with him a little bit later. And again, I think the timetable is probably Chicago, but I'm not sure which day.
Update on Chapman? You said that you might know more how the medication...
Yeah, he seems to be doing okay with it. So, you know, if everything progresses along, maybe grabs a bat on Thursday and then see how he feels. If we, you know, if they need to do something different. I mean, if it doesn't feel great tomorrow, then we give him a few more days. But as of today, he'll probably end up grabbing a bat tomorrow.
What are we calling Chris Davis? Like food poisoning, stomach?
No, he's just got a stomach. He's got a little bit of a stomach illness.
Stomach illness.
Yeah.
All good.
All right. Today is what?